Blog Talk Radio.
Not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth? That the government would be upon his shoulders. That the Lord of glory would intervene and hear the affairs of man. Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God? Who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voices tonight. As we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time. Right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord.
first began in me. I surrender, yeah, so your world can be changed.
Change the world
in me.
The first began in me.
Right now.
Surrender.
So your world,
your world can be
changed.
Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am being joined by our overseer of Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries, Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. Good morning, Apostle. How are you? Hello, Apostle. Okay, maybe we're having some difficulties here. We're also joined by my two co-hosts, Deaconess Angela Campbell from Power and Light Ministries. How are you, Deaconess?
I'm doing wonderful, Pastor Melvin. Good morning.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, good morning. And we also have Sister Tangela Lewis on the line. Sister Tangela, how are you this morning?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You guys for being on the line. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Our scripture of focus is Job 38, 12 through 13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ, and we give our morning, our day, the issues of life, and this world legislated instruction. Amen. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page. Here you can leave your testimonies. You can leave prayer requests. You can follow the ministry and just engage the ministry. You can ask biblical questions and just follow along with the ministry to keep up with events and things like that. And in particular, we have our annual prayer summit. And our annual prayer summit is where we are shut in for 12 hours and we go forth with 12 hours of prayer. Amen. So please join us. This starts July 27th at 6 p.m. and goes to the next day, the next morning, 6 a.m. the next morning. So please join us. Go to the page. The details are on the page. So please join us. If you cannot join us, please post or inbox your prayer request to the page Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries or FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please leave your prayer requests for family, prayer requests for friends, prayer requests for things and issues that you might just hear about on the news or things in that order. So we're going to go ahead and get started, and as always, we start with praise and worship. Father God, we just thank you and uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise this morning. Father, we just thank you. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your name. We magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise this morning. We praise your holy name. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for favor. We thank you, Father, for the blessing, Father. We thank you for blessing us, Father, blessing our families and all that you've placed in our hands, Father. We thank you, Father, that we are redeemed from the curse, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that you guide our footsteps, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for so many things, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for you are a good God. Father, you are a wonderful Father, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you, Father. We thank you and uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you this morning, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father. We exalt you this morning, Father, and we ask that you draw all men to you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, your heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask, Father, that you forgive us for any and all sins, any and all transgressions, Father, that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, Father, with our actions, Father, and even with our mouths, Father. Father, we ask that you forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you create, Father, a righteous spirit in us, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We praise you, Father. We want to uplift those churches, Father, under attack, Father, in India this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we're asking that you give your angels charge over these men and women of God, our brothers and sisters, Father, our co-laborers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, nor, Father, the places of worship, the things that you placed in their ownership, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, give your angels charge over them at this moment, Father, right now, Father, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come to them, Father. Strengthen their faith, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against these demonic and satanic attacks, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you even change the heart, Father, of those that would press, Father, or try to injure and harm, Father, your children, Father, our brothers and sisters and co-laborers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, right now. Hallelujah, Father. Place a hedge of protection around them right now, Father. Father, we are praying, Father, that it not need be, but if need be, Father, that you give your warring angels, Father, charge, Father, to put down this situation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, let not one hair on their heads be harmed, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Not one thing, Father, that you have placed under their care and their ownership, Father, to be damaged, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name, Father. But give those, Father, that have come against, Father, your children, your church, Father. Give them ears to hear, Father, and have your children, Father, preach and teach the gospel, Father, that they might be changed, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. Let salvation have its way, Father, in this instance, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for our president, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we begin to select, Father, a new Supreme Court justice, Father, Father, we asking that your will be done, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, soften his heart. Father, give him a heart, Father, that equals your heart, Father. Surround the justices, Father, with wise and godly counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give them hearts, Father, that would seek and thirst for salvation, Father, and the knowledge of you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father, for hearing the prayers for our president, Father, for our Congress, Father, for our House of Representatives, Father. Hallelujah, Father, for the different branches of our government, Father. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you that you are surrounding, you have surrounded them, Father, with anointed, wise men and women of God. Give them hearts that will seek wisdom, Father, and understanding and knowledge, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we remind you of the prayers that we have prayed for leaders abroad, Father, in foreign countries, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father. We remind you of the prayers that we have prayed, Father, for our men and women in the military, Father. Those in militaries across the world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We remind you of the prayers that we have prayed for their healing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, their restoration, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now, Father. We remind you of the prayers, Father, that we have prayed for those, Father, that are dealing with depression, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift those, Father, before you that are going through, that are fighting autoimmune diseases, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that by the stripes of your Son, Jesus Christ, we decree and declare their healing and restoration right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, they're getting up out of their sick beds, Father. They're getting out of their death beds, Father. Father, they're pushing medication to the side because it's no longer needed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We remind you of the prayers that we have prayed for our children, Father, and children abroad, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that you have given your angels, Father, instructions, Father, to watch over them, to keep them from danger, Father, to keep them from harm, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that you have supernatural abilities, Father. Father, that you have touched their hearts, O Heavenly Father, that they might receive salvation early, Father, and learn of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. That you have anointed their parents, Father, to uniquely raise them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that they will go out and do mighty things for the kingdom and for this world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, you give them hearts, Father, that express love, Father, in the name, and not hate, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. That you have placed people in their circles of influence, Father, anointed and wise, caring and loving men and women of God. Father, that those that have been pulled into sexual slavery and all type of demonic things, Father, that they are released, Father. That your word, Father, has been carried out. Who the Son sets free is free indeed, and we declare it now, Father, over these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep them safe, Father, as most are out for the summer, Father, across the world, Father. And even those that are still in school, Father, we just ask that you just continue to keep them close to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Change the hearts, Father, of those that would seek to do them harm, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Give them the structure they need, Father, for their lives, O Heavenly Father. Those that are fatherless, Father, your word says you would be a father to the fatherless, O Heavenly Father. So raise them up, Father. Raise them up through your body. Put us in contact with them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Open up, Father, the lines of communication, Father, so we get to communicate with them, Father, and pour into them and teach them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, that we will love them and not, Father, rebuke them and push them off, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Put us on the path to help them, Father, as they seek wisdom, as they seek knowledge, as they seek understanding, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you. And we praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we uplift the incarcerated today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we're asking, Father, that you strengthen them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. That you protect them, Father. Give your angels charge over them, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Those that have been locked up unjustly, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that you would free them. Father, that the truth would come out. Father, that the truth, Father, would be as bright as the noonday, Father. As loud, Father, as a clarion call, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, just bring their release, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And those, Father, that have been put away, Father, because of their actions, Father, forgive them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Change their hearts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them hearts that seek after you, Father. Hallelujah, Father, and Father, let them receive salvation, Father, and bring them home to their families, O Heavenly Father. Help them, Father, find jobs, O Heavenly Father. Help them start businesses, Father. Help them, Father, to be successful, Father. Increase their coats, Father, and keep evil away from them, Father. Favor them, Father. Favor them, Father. Extend to them mercy and grace, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. We uplift your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we pray for we remind you, Father, of the prayers for our families, O Heavenly Father, that even our family members, Father, will receive salvation, that they will have a thirst for you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, that they will seek understanding. Father, they will seek, Father, wisdom. Hallelujah. They will seek knowledge, Father. They will seek you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, addictions are broken, Father. Generational curses, Father, and wrongful beliefs, Father, are broken, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, unknown, unspoken, and even spoken, the covenants with demons, Father, are broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just thank you and praise your holy name right now, Father. Father, we decree and declare victory in every battle, in every arena, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for you have gone out before us, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, and ensured our victory, Father, as we go forth and contend with the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Father, but mighty through you, O Heavenly Father, to the pulling down and destroying, Father, of demonic and ungodly strongholds, Father. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, hallelujah. Father, we uplift the city of Chicago, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against the spirit of violence, O Heavenly Father. We come against in the name of Jesus and put down the spirit of murder, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those, Father, that you will change the heart and even better the situation, Father, of those, Father, who are capable of committing murder, those that would commit murder, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Change their hearts, O Heavenly Father. Give them hearts that will seek after you. Give them hearts, Father, that are merciful, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Give them hearts and minds that will put down guns, Father, and do constructive things, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. Give them hearts that would express love, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. And forgive them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be their provider, Father. Be our provider, Father. Hallelujah, Father. So we won't give in, Father, to hustle. Father, the hustle spirit. Father, we break the grip, Father, and control of the hustle spirit over this city. Father, we come against corruption, political and business corruption, Father, in this city, Father, in the name of Jesus. In our nation's capital, Father, we come against corruption. We bind up, Father, the plans, Father, of the enemy, Father. We bind up prayers and worship, Father, to demons and devils, Father, in this country, Father, in countries abroad, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come in agreement and we break the grip of the enemy, the hold of the enemy on this nation, Father, on the city of Chicago and the cities across the country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command a righteous, Father, the spirit of you, O Heavenly Father, to take hold, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift, we remind you of our prayers for our police officers, Father. Father, that they are policing with wisdom, Father. They're policing with understanding, Father, and compassion, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Give your angels charge over them that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, that the spirit of fear is broken, Father, in the name of Jesus. The spirits of division and racism have no place in their jobs, Father, in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against and bind the spirit of division and racism, Father, in the name of Jesus in this country, Father. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you, for we are all your creation, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now. Father, we pray for those, Father, Christians abroad, O Heavenly Father. Father, that we ask that you just continue to watch over them and keep them. Give your angels charge over them, Father. Honor them with long life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless and grow their ministries, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them the words to speak, Father, to teach. Give them a thirst, Father, after you. Those, Father, that don't have the written word, Father, we're asking, Father, that you make a way and supply them with your written word, Father. Hallelujah. Right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayers for Jerusalem, Father, as we decree and declare, Father, peace in Jerusalem, Father. Father, we ask that you even, Father, we remind you of our prayers for Syria, Father, Yemen, Father, the countries in Africa, war-torn countries, O Heavenly Father, countries that have been exploited, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're asking, Father, that you give them, Father, recompense, compensation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remove, Father, oppressive spirits, Father, fruits of oppression, Father, in the name of Jesus. We command that they die now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. As it is written, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, give thee the people of these nations, Father, hearts that will seek after you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, let the landscape of these countries be changed, because the landscape of the hearts of the people are changed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, as always, Father, we pray, we decree, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you may grant, and you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, Father, that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you, Father. For we know you, Father, through the Son, and we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, Father, has been and may be enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, Father, the saints, your people, Father, your children, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, Father, in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. And, Father, we thank you. And, Father, we ask that your will be done in these earthen vessels, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as you flood our hearts with light, let us be in expectation, Father, of the fruits, Father, of this light, Father. Father, we pray for a spirit of boldness, but a spirit of tact, Father, so that we may win souls, O Heavenly Father. Father, that we may minister to the brokenhearted, the hurt, the blind, O Heavenly Father. Those that seek you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that would come to you if they knew of you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for hearing these words, Father. We thank you, Father, for hearing these decrees as your word says, Father. Decree a thing and it shall be established unto us. Father, and in your Son's mighty, matchless name, O Heavenly Father, these things that we have spoken before you, that we have decreed and declared, Father, in a position of agreement, it is so and so it is. And we say thank you, Lord, and amen. And Deaconess Angela, would you lead us in prayer, please? Deaconess, can you hear me?
Yes, Pastor. Good God. Father God, we thank you, praise you, bless you. We exalt you and we magnify you today. Lord, we love you and we're just thankful for all that you've been doing and all that you're going to do. God, we thank you for your kindness to us every day, the mercies that are new this morning that we've found as we've come together. God, we just love you today. We love you. We love you. We're thankful, God. We're thankful, Father God, for giving us a heart and a mind to get up to seek you this morning, Father God, to press into your presence, to come together on one accord, Abba Father, to petition you for the things of this country, Father God, for the things that are on your heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you have caused us to be willing, Father God, and obedient in the name of Jesus, because you said it's those that are willing and obedient that eat the good of the land. So, God, we just come right now, continually lifting you up, praising you, exalting you, thanking you for clean hearts, thanking you, Father God, for clean hands, thanking you, God, for every opportunity to give your name praises, thanking you for every opportunity to press into you and to lift up the things that are on your heart. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. We thank you for leadership on today. God, we thank you as your man of God was praying for the leaders of this country, Father God, that you have given us a heart to pray for them, Lord God. You said that we ought to pray for those that rule over us, Father God. And so, God, we thank you for that even on this morning. And we thank you for the leadership of the church. We also lift up your leadership of the body, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up your apostle, Father God, your apostle Overton, Father God. The one that you put over, follow me as I follow Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift her up before you, Father God. We thank you for the vision you put in her belly. We thank you, Father God, for the revelation that you've given her. We thank you, God, for the wisdom in the name of Jesus that you've endowed her with to be able to lead, Father God. Continue to give her your thoughts, God. Continue to give her your thoughts. In the name of Jesus, continue to give her the wisdom necessary to continue to press your people into the next places of you. God, we thank you for how you're showing her to build the house of follow me as I follow Christ, to build houses in this country and other countries, Father God.
Father God, not only groups of individuals, but individuals, Father God. We thank you for how you've given her the vision and the heart and the desire to build others up, Father God, to help them to be delivered, Father God, to be transparent in the mighty name of Jesus, that others might know that deliverance is possible. Thank you, Jesus, that freedom is possible. Father God, that a place in you is possible. God, we thank you. Continue to give her the wisdom and the strategies, Father God. We continue to give her the resources, God. Pour out resource upon her in the mighty name of Jesus, that she could go forth in the things that you've given her in the mighty name of Jesus to do for your people. God, we do thank you. We thank you for laborers of Christ. We thank you for the angels over that house, Father God. Continue to give them wisdom to lead the people in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for all those that are listening even now, for the leadership that is over them. Give them wisdom, God. Give their leadership wisdom on how to move them forward, how to move the houses forward, on how to move the body forward in the mighty name of Jesus, on how to serve, Father God, and how to bring more run into the sheepfold in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, because you said, Lord God, that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Thank you, God, in these days that there are even more and more in the mighty name of Jesus that are in the field. To be brought into the sheepfold. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, give your leadership the thoughts of you on how to do it and the help to get it done. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us, Father God. Help us, that are part of the body, to be obedient, to hear, Father God, your voice, to put our hands to the plow, to help in this process, in the name of Jesus, to help leadership, to bring souls in. God, we thank you, because you are about souls. Your desire is that all, Father God, would be saved, that none would perish. Help us, Father God. Help us to help leadership. Help us to reach out to others. Help us to be obedient to your voice, God. In the mighty Korabasi, in the Boshana Rababasi, Koramamande, O Korababasandriasata, Rana Rodobo Commandriasi, in the mighty name of Jesus. O Korababasi, we come against every demonic spirit that would keep us, Rokanadriasi, from helping leadership, keep us from being in a church, keep us from Father God doing the mandate, O Korabababasata, Rokanadriasi, of making disciples of all nations. We come against offense. We come for those that are on and those that will listen later. We bind up the spirit of offense. We come against church hurt. That will run misunderstanding and miscommunication. Fear, doubt, and unbelief that would keep us from putting our hands to the plow, from doing the things that you've called us to do in the name of Jesus, in our local bodies, under our leadership, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ramande, and if we do not have a local body, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray on today. That a local God, that we would find the body, Father God, that you've called us to, the church you've called us to, the fellowship you've called us to, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. You are a God that would give us bread and not a stone. So God, we're asking mercy on today, Abba Father, that if those that are on the line or that will listen don't have a church home, that they will get connected. Connected to their local body, connected to follow me as I follow Christ in the mighty name of Jesus, that they would have the covering and the direction that they need in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. I thank you for power and light. I lift up Apostle Benny Eldoja and Prophet Yelda Eldoja. Bless them exponentially, God. Continue to give them wisdom on how to make leaders, on how to reach souls, on how to change a changing world. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for your leadership. We thank you for the anointing that is flowing down from the head. We thank you. We thank you. Continue, Father God, to help us to be connected, that the oil will continue to flow. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you on today. We thank you for your apostles, your prophets, your evangelists, your teachers, your bishops. Thank you, Kora Mama de Kora Baba Sata. Rokora Mama Roko Mama Sata. Your deacons, your deaconess, your ministers, God. In the name of Jesus, your pastors, your teachers. Thank you. Your administrators. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your gift that you put in the body, Father God. Roko to create order and structure. Thank you, Jesus. Bless on today. Bless them on today. Continue to refresh them. Build them up. Gird them up, Father God. For everything that needs to be done in these last days, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for their vision. We rebuke every demonic spirit that would try to make their vision dull. Or dishearten them. We speak, Father God, joy, strength, fresh, refreshing, endurance, and more than enough over your leadership. Bless them in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Tangela, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, I just lift your name on high. I exalt you, I glorify you, I magnify you. I adore you, Lord God. I give you praise, honor, and glory. I worship you. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we don't know what tomorrow may bring, but you do. And I lift up this day to you, Lord God. You said, worry not about what you're going to eat or drink or wear. Because you are the provider. And I thank you for your provision. I thank you, Lord, for calling those home that is for this earth. I thank you, Lord, for life. I thank you for joy. I thank you for peace. I thank you for happiness. I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And I pray, Lord God, that you bless this day as we walk in it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we just thank you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we want to bring before your throne of grace, Father, those, the masses, Father, that have not received salvation. Father, we just pray, O Heavenly Father, that you would give them a change of heart, Father, a change in the path of their life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them hearts, Father, that would receive salvation. Father, surround them, Father, with loving, anointed men and women of God, Father, that would minister to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and as they receive salvation, Father, to stir up the gifts in them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Reroute them to the assignment, Father, that you have for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift, Father, the young and immature Christians, Father, followers of Christ, O Heavenly Father. Give them an understanding, Father, of who you are. Father, open our eyes, Father, that we might see who we are in you, Father, that we will see ourselves as you see us, Father, and have our behavior act accordingly, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, reveal our assignments, O Heavenly Father, hallelujah, Father, and even the path, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, increase our hearing, Father. We come against any and all things, Father, that will inhibit or prohibit our hearing of you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give us a desire. Give us the spirit of press to press into you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we even command time, Father, to avail itself, Father, that we always have time to sit quietly before you, Father, to meditate in your word, Father, day and night, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father, and let not your word escape our mouths, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. But help us, Father, to speak your word, Father, as we're going to and fro, Father, in the city, when we're communing with others, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your name come up, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, let our circles of influence, Father, be filled, Father, with knowledgeable, loving, wise men and women of God. Father, to give us counsel, Father, to create, Father, accountability, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise your name. Father, let our circles of influence be, Father, infiltrated by those that would pray for us, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. Those that would be in agreement, Father, with our prayers, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we thank you right now, Father. We're asking, Father, for a heavenly shift, Father, in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let us be a greater help, a greater asset, Father, to the kingdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Give us the strategies, O Heavenly Father, to go forth in your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we uplift those, Father, who believe, Father, who are worn out, who are weary, Father. Those that are suffering from battle fatigue, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare their strength. Father, we decree and declare that they are renewed right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you are pouring into them now, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And this joy, this renewing, Father, hallelujah, Father, will not be stolen from them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, for it is written, Father, if you be for us, Father, who can be against us? Father, that you will never leave us or forsake us, Father. You are there, Father. You witness everything we go through, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you've given us power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. Father, you have given us weapons of warfare, Father. Hallelujah, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, please keep us in remembrance of these weapons, Father, because a weapon unused is a weapon wasted, Father, in the name of Jesus. Many battles we lose, Father, because we don't fight properly, Father. Hallelujah. We don't bind, Father. We don't loose, Father. But your word tells us, Father, that whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, you use us wisely, Father. Be used wisely, O Heavenly Father. Let us be used strategically, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Download strategies of warfare, O Heavenly Father, into us, Father. Teach our hands how to war, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the victory now. Most of all, Father, keep bring to our remembrance, keep into our remembrance, Father, that you have already gone out before us, O Heavenly Father, and you've already given us the victory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those in leadership, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray the ministry partners, O Heavenly Father. Create in us, Father, a clean heart, Father. Help us to be accountable, Father. Give us spirits that desire to be accountable, Father. Hallelujah. Give us spirits, Father, that seek to, Father, exercise discipline, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Give us spirits, Father, that can be shepherded, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We praise your holy name. We uplift and magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we decree these things that we have spoken to be so. It is so, and so it is in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you there, Apostle?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you so very much. Good morning, team. We thank you all for joining us this morning. I just wanted to connect my faith with you all on this morning, let you know that I am with you. I'm praying for you all. I'm in faith with you all, and that we need to be very mindful and sensitive in this season what the Lord is doing and what the Lord is saying. And God gave me a word while I was out of town this past week on how we need to be a little bit more focused. We need to be in alignment. His exact words were, we need to make sure we're obedient, because obedience is better than sacrifice. And so I just wanted to share that word, let it be on record, that God wants to do some things for us and even through us. But could you imagine if Jesus had not been in alignment and obedient to the will of what his Father wanted to use him for, where would we be today? Jesus
Amen.
Had to submit. Jesus had to be obedient in order to save our souls. So we have come into a time where the Word of God tells us, I will not chide with you always. So we have walked into a season now where, in other words, God's grace and mercy is wearing thin. And he just wants his obedience. Without the obedience, we cannot submit ourselves to the way and the will in which he wants to take us. Could you imagine your life being a little bit greater, a little bit more peaceful, a little bit wiser, a little bit more fulfilling? Because you've surrendered in such a posture of submission that God can't do anything but bless you.
Amen.
So I just want to pray today over that spirit, a spirit of lagging, a spirit of slothfulness, a spirit of dragging, even that spirit where God now or church now or prayer now has just become a passing thought, if you will. It's just a motion to a lot of people now. They're not operating in power. They're not operating in greatness. You're not seeing the miracles, but you are just being able to sit up in service to say that I went to church on Sunday. You call friends over him. God wants to be Lord in our lives. So today I'm going to just release a prayer that needs to be released in order for God to really be God and be Lord in your lives. So, Father, I thank you today. I honor you this morning. God, you're just so much of everything that words cannot articulate out of my mouth. How patient and how kind, how merciful you've been, even in our disobedience, even in our complacency, even in our nonchalantness. God, forgive us of our sins today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us all for not being pleasing in your eyesight because we choose convenience over obedience. God, forgive us. Forgive us because we'd rather sleep a little bit longer than sacrifice getting on our knees to meet you who we're wanting to command our day. God, forgive us of those times that we've called them white lies, but just a lie is just a lie. A lie don't have no color, Lord. Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus when you called us up out of our sleep. You waking us up at 3 in the morning or at 1 in the morning, and we just found it to be just a little bit more convenient to lay there and sleep and slumber versus get up and sacrifice to hear your voice. God, I release now over the body of Christ a spirit of obedience. Full obedience, full surrender, a complete sacrifice, God, that we walk line upon line and precept upon precept in you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, do it now for your people. They want more but don't know how to get more because they haven't gotten down on their knees in such a way that they wait to hear your voice. God, allow us to be patient enough to wait. God, allow us, Lord God, in your mercy and grace to wait. For your weight, the weight of your glory. Father, I thank you this morning that the team that has availed themselves to you wanted to get up and greet you first over anybody else. I say thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you right now that even in the midst of everything that's going on in everybody's lives, Lord God, you've kept stray bullets. You've kept us from being hit by cars. You've kept us from those that had the murderous weapons. You've
kept us, Lord God, on the highways and the byways and covered us from accidents and hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you for keeping us from being raped. Thank you for keeping us from being molested. Thank you for keeping us from being robbed. Thank you, Lord God, that the cocaine addicts didn't convince us to take a smoke. God, I thank you for your keeping power. I thank you today. Humbly, I say thank you, Lord.
Father, allow us in the name of Jesus to be so united, God. To be so cohesive that the enemy is threatened even by our presence, and that he understands that he couldn't even offer us or entice us to come over his way, because, Lord God, all we desire is your way. Let him recognize that we just have no desire to be on his side of the camp. God, we honor you. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. You deserve the honor and the glory today. Now, Father, I just release patience upon the body of Christ. I release that spirit of obedience, God. I release a spirit of prayer over your people, God. I release a spirit, Lord God, of tenacity to hold on to your unchanging hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless you today. We bless you today. You like to be thanked. You like to be appreciated. You like to be loved on. And we bless you today. God, teach us to not just do things out of rote. Teach us to just not do things out of habit. But Lord God, teach us to be able to do things for you because we just feel dedicated to your love. Dedicated to the one that you sent to die upon the cross for our sins. Thank you for the dedication you're releasing upon us today, oh God. Father, we just honor you for your faithfulness. We honor you today. We thank you that you paused long enough to release a word unto your people. But we're not going to just take it for granted, God. We want to walk in correctness. We want to walk in righteousness. We want to walk in truthfulness. And most of all, we want to walk in obedience, Jesus. So, Father, just create in us a clean heart and renew, God. Renew, renew, renew a right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Father, I bless you. Harabo Shanda. I honor you. And I speak a hedge of protection over everybody under the sound of my voice on today. Everyone who sacrificed sleep to come before your face. Put a hedge of protection. We command a release, a whirlwind of your breath, God. We command an encouraging day today, Jesus. We command that even the Pray Across Chicago today is a great success. I release that as thousands of us are going out today to create a human cross that your son died upon. We're uniting our faith. We're linking our faith today on behalf of your people, that they might be saved, that they might be changed, that they might be covered, that they might be encouraged,
that they will know that there are saints out here that love them. And we are going to link our faith in these communities and neighborhoods, oh God, just so that the enemy is just reminded he will not win. So cover us all today. On these streets, we rebuke every gun, every murderous activity in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves. We cover these children in the name of Jesus. Keep us, Lord God, from being ran over by a car as we begin to impede what normal process would be. You will be today. So, Father, we just thank you. I bind up the backlash, God. I bind up the retaliation in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree all the prayers that have been prayed and all the prayers that are even sitting in people's heart, I decree that they be so in the name of Jesus. My God, I'd like to ask, is anyone gotten a word from the Lord today?
No, ma'am, not myself.
No, ma'am, Apostle.
I bless you all on today. Thank you for allowing me to continue in prayer and to release that word. We are geared up. We are looking forward to the prayer summit, July 27th, 6 p.m. If you want to see your nephew saved, or you want to see your niece saved, or you got a cousin who's a cocaine addict, or you got a next door neighbor who is just homeless, I challenge you to invite them to this prayer summit via the phone. Everybody nowadays got a cell phone. Everybody does. Give them the number. There's been an event created, Radio Talk. There's been a page created under Follow Me As I Follow Christ, 12-hour prayer summit coming forth, starting at July 27th, 6 p.m. through July 28th at 6 a.m. We pray continuously. Share that invitation with your friends. Don't be selfish about the summit. We're praying for the world. We're an international ministry. So begin to invite family. Begin to invite those who you know are getting ready to have surgery. But don't limit the people. Let them know that there will be 12 hours of continuous prayer. I thank you all, and I bless you all. I'm going to release the mic now, Pastor Mel, and I will allow you to go ahead on with the closing of the ministry.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please post your prayer requests for family members, colleagues, people that you know, issues that you see in life. Jesus said to watch and pray. So those things that you observe, those things that you know are wrong that need to be righted or corrected in the earth, please allow us to pray with you, to add our faith to yours. Also, you can post testimonies. We'd like to hear your testimonies as well. You can also engage the ministry, ask biblical questions. You can keep up with ministry events such as Apostle just mentioned, our annual prayer summit. Again, it's 12 hours of continuous prayer where we deal with personal prayer requests for others, prayer requests for things that are going on in your life, prayer requests for
trajectory and the things that you are experiencing or you know family members are experiencing in life. Praying over yokes being removed, curses being removed, activities halted in your life, godly activities initiated in your life. So please join us July 27th starting at 6 p.m. through July 28th concluding at 6 a.m. And that dial-in number, please get something to write with. That dial-in number is 712-432-0111. And then you'll be prompted to enter an access code. That number is 532-190. For those that were getting something to write with, again, that number is 712-432-0111. The access code is 532-190. And remember, the dates are July 27th, starting at 6 p.m., through July 28th, concluding at 6 a.m. So please tell a friend, family members, those that you know need prayer, those that are going through, those that are weary, please invite them to the line. They will be uplifted. They will be covered in prayer. We will add our faith to yours. We will be in agreement with you as we go before God's throne of grace July 27th through the 28th. Again, starting at 6 p.m. through 6 a.m. The information is posted on the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Facebook page as well. So you can get that information at your leisure. Also, if you're connected on my Facebook page or Apostle Overton, it will be posted on our pages as well. So if all hearts and minds are free, we thank you for joining us in prayer. We look to have you again next week, the same time, 6 a.m. And please remember that we love you. We're praying for you. And that you are blessed, you are favored of God. And because you are favored, be in expectation that laws change, rules change, protocols change, situations change, minds change, hearts change, all in your favor because the favor of God goes out before you and surrounds you as with a shield. We'll see you next week. We love you. God bless.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say Amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say Amen. God has spoken, so let the church say Amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say Amen.
let the church say
church say,
hey,
lift your hands, lift your heart.
the church say? Let the church say, yeah. Believers.